Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Andrew Hamling laying it down for us as our producer, engineer. Appreciate it. Shane Dennis, Bruce Hurdle, joining us at the top of the hour will be a beleaguered Brian Haney. Is it even fair to say that?
No, I think the last...
He's never beleaguered.
No, that's right to begin with. And the last thing is Brain was KU Missouri at Sprint Center. So
that'll
that's
be fun
probably
to talk
not,
about.
That's probably not... Beleaguered wouldn't be fair to say. I will be interested to get his comments and clarification, because obviously he had Hawk Talk with David Beatty on the running clock, no running clock issue.
That was
there seemed to be some confusion on. We'll just ask.
It was an unfortunate look. I'm just going to say that.
Well, the execution of said running clock has now come into some.
Right.
Kind of dispute. David Beatty, I think, felt like that, no, there wasn't an agreement between the two coaches like was reported, and can't have a running clock. I don't know. We'll get to the bottom of that. Yeah.
Let's buy or sell Iowa State at this point, and I'm going to raise the stakes a little bit, because anyone would buy Iowa State at this point. They've been a good story in college football. But let me throw this out and take it a step further. Matt Campbell, obviously, is coach du jour and a hot commodity. The folks in Ames don't want to hear that, and I get that. But let's look at his football team.
I bet they're okay with it right now. We're talking about them, so I bet they're okay with it.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
They've been irrelevant for too long. I bet they're fine.
They have been. They lose at home to Iowa. And they lose at home to Texas in a kind of very ho-hum 2-2 start to the season. And here's where things get dicey for me, Shane. The argument can be made that Iowa State has built its resume, and you can only play the games with the schedule that are on, you know, the games that are on your schedule.
Yeah, ask Wisconsin.
Yes, that's exactly right. Exactly right. But at the end of the day, Wisconsin is playing in the Big Ten. Iowa State's playing in the Big 12. And so even though I love Iowa State and I love the story of Iowa State, can you make the argument that they're building their resume on a less than impressive Big 12 and that they're a good story only because they're in the Big 12?
That's a downer.
It is a downer.
It's not untrue, but that's. I look at the latest bowl projection, and Iowa State is slated to go to the Camping World Bowl. That is the one in Orlando, and I don't know if that's taking the place of. No, it's not the Outback Bowl. This is on December 28th, so it's still just a so-so bowl when you're talking about that. They've got a little work to do if they want to up the profile and go to the, Texas Bowl. Is the Texas Bowl better? I think it is.
Yeah, I think it is.
In the pecking order of the Big 12. But that's what we're left with. Now, on the other side of it, when you're talking about the Big 12 and it's not maybe what you'd hope it would be, there are four schools from the Big 12 in the top 25.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
So while it's top heavy and Iowa State is the last one on the bottom rung of it being top heavy, at least, you know, West Virginia, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, and TCU, they're all in there. Who am I leaving out? There's one other one.
No, you're there. That's yeah. no. You
is
got
that it.
It.
Okay. So
yeah,
that's if I'm Coach Campbell. I say, well, okay. Say what you want about what the Big 12 isn't, but what it is a conference that's loaded up in the top 25, at least right now. And
all of their heavy lifting in the conference, with the exception of Oklahoma, which they've already taken care of, is still ahead of them.
Mm-hmm.
TCU this weekend, West Virginia on the road next weekend, Oklahoma State at home the weekend after, then they go to Baylor and finish at Kansas State. The game at Kansas State won't be an easy one for Iowa State, depending on what Kansas State looks like at that particular point in the season. It remains to be seen, but that won't be by any stretch of of the imagination a gimme game. So they've got plenty of heavy lifting back. They can really up their profile with a second win against a top, what, 6 or 7 or 8 or top 10 opponent this week by beating TCU at home. Now, they're 6.5-point underdogs. I guess my point is that Iowa State has been a really good story. It can be a great story with some of the games that they have left, or the cynics would say, or they'll fall back and be a feel-good, middle-of-the-road story. Oh, look, isn't that nice? They're going to a bowl kind of team.
What if, let's say, here's a couple of what-ifs. Let's say they beat TCU and then go on the road to beat West Virginia. Could that game
then everything changes.
Could that game against Oklahoma State be a College Game Day site? Ames?
Well, Oklahoma State will have played Bedlam, right? So,
by then,
they play Bedlam the week before. They play Bedlam the week before. By the way, Oklahoma State's got to go to West Virginia, and then they've got OU. So
if they win those two and Iowa State wins their two, College Game Day is going to be in Ames.
Okay, well, you know, I'll bet the under on that.
I'll bet the under that both those teams win both those games too.
You know, they're not winning both. Both of those teams aren't winning both of those games to set that up. Yes, I will give you the pie in the sky scenario, and that would be cool. Why not? But that's not going to happen.
How about Matt Campbell for Big 12 Coach of the Year, regardless of what happens?
I have no problem with right now. Right now, who else would you give it to? Gary Patterson?
One of those other two guys in Oklahoma, I guess.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think Gary Patterson or Matt Campbell at this particular point. One loss for both Oklahoma State and Oklahoma doesn't trump for Coach of the Year Iowa State 7 games into the season with only 2 losses. Now, TCU being unbeaten probably does.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
So Patterson and Campbell right now. Patterson and Campbell for me. Now, let's ask Brian Haney.
There you go.
He's up next, voice of the Jayhawks, joining us as he does each and every Wednesday right here. Stay with us. Sports Daily continuing. Dennis and Hurdle right here on your station for Sports KFH.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.